The Secret Speeches. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. People have been demanding to see Hillary Clinton's paid speeches to Goldman Sachs. And now that they're out there on WikiLeaks, I hope you take the time to read them. They're actually not speeches. They're Q&As. And most of the questions aren't about finance, but about foreign policy. For example, she warns China to keep North Korea in check because if North Korea ever developed a nuclear missile that could hit the U.S., we'd surround it with anti-missile batteries. She wanted to help the rebels in Syria. She spoke of bombing Iran's nuclear facilities as an option, although one that she wanted to avoid. So, all in all, she comes across as fairly hawkish. On politics, she said it was important to elect members of Congress willing to compromise with the other side, and told her rich audience to stop handing out money to the stubborn ones, be they Democrats or Republicans. On the media, she said the political press was captured by trivia. She much preferred the reporters who covered her in the State Department, who she said actually cared about the issues. Bottom line, she sounds conservative, which is probably what she was trying to hide. Didn't want Bernie to have the ammo. Oh, and I also found this. In her speech at the Ritz-Carlton in Marana, Arizona, October 29th, 2013, on the kind of people she thinks ought to run for public office, she said, quote, "I'd like to see more successful business people run for office because I do think you have a certain level of freedom. You can be maybe rented, but never bought." Wish granted. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.